Yeah, we'll start over again. The new parak, Rabbi Elazar de Mila.
Tav kuf lamed. Rabbi Elazar oimer, im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos. If you did not bring the kli, this here means the knife, to make the mila from before Shabbos, is mevi'o b'Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry it through a Rishus Rabim to bring it to the house where the child is to make the mila on Shabbos. So Zakrashi, Rabbi Elazar oimer, im lo hevi kli, izmo lomel es ha'tinik. You didn't bring the knife to make the mila on the tinik. The koyim asnis in the perik and leil. Really, this is the hemshach of the last mishnah of the last perik. The solik minay that the mishnah there said v'chol tzorchim milo oisim b'shabbos. You're allowed to do all tzorchim milo, anything you need to do the milo on Shabbos. You're allowed to do. So Rabbi Elazar learns not only is the ma'isa milo mutter to do on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do any hechsher, anything you need for the mitzvah milo is also mutter. So if you forgot to bring the knife from before Shabbos, the Moila is allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos, even through Rishus Rabim, to bring the knife to the Mokum where the Tinnik is to make the Mila. Of Zokta Mishnah, you have to carry the knife, Megula, means it has to be uncovered, people should see what you're carrying. Like you shouldn't put it in your pocket and people will see that something's sticking out, they'll think, Stam Yachoshid you, you're carrying something at Shabbos. Therefore, it has to be Megula Zatrashi Mefnei HaKil. Everybody should see it. The Gemara Meforish Amai Matzrich Leilegluya. The Gemara will explain what's the purpose, why it has to be uncovered, everybody should see it. Uvi Sakona. But let's say it's the time when the Goyim made a Gzera not to make a Mila. So it's a Sakona to walk outside with a knife. Then Mechaseyu Al Piyedim. Then you have a right to carry it on Shabbos, even though it's underneath your begodim, it's covered. But Abi Metchila, you did it in front of Tuedim. So even if somebody will be choshed you and see you carrying something sticking out in your pocket, you'll always be able to say, look, it was the knife for me to make a mila with. And if you want to prove it, to have to aid him, then know that it was a knife. So therefore, you have to have show to aid him before you put it in your pocket, and then you're allowed to walk with it in the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. So the more of the Mishnah, V'yoydom Reb Lezer, Lezer said another chiddush also, Korosim, Eitzim, even allowed to cut wood on Shabbos. Cut fresh wood off the tree on Shabbos. Lasois pchomim, in order to be able to make coals. Lasois kli barz, in order to be able to make a knife, a metal knife. His Reb Lezer holds anything you have to do for the mila, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Even the hechsher for the mitzvah. So the Mishnah, klalom Rabbi Kiva. His Rabbi Kiva is cholak on Reb Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva holds no, you're not allowed to do machshirim. No, the klal is. Any type of a melacha that you could have done erev Shabbos, it's not deicha to do it on Shabbos. So mela, bringing the knife, since you could have brought the knife from before Shabbos, that's called a hechsher mitzvah, that's not deicha Shabbos. Who are them to cut down wood to make a fire to make the knife, it's also not deicha Shabbos. Aber umila, sheefsel lasoisem erev Shabbos, but the ma'isa mila, the cutting off the gid, the cutting off the orla, that's not shayach to do erev Shabbos. That's doiches Shabbos. That's the halacha that the mitzvah of mila is doiches Shabbos. So Rashi b'shiyev shalas soisim erev Shabbos again mila atzmo. The mila itself shiyev shalei liyosas dizmanah b'yom hashmini doiches Shabbos. You can't do it Friday because the zman of mila is yom hashmini. Yom hashmini comes out on Shabbos. Therefore we say it's not. It's doiches Shabbos. And about the halacha is takalak Rabbi Kiva that we only doiches on Shabbos the actual ma'is mila. But to bring the knife you're not allowed to. Now, Tosfos asked the kasha, even according to Reb Lezer, that you are allowed to do machshirim, so if you forgot the knife, you're allowed to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabim to bring it to the kid. So Tosfos asked the kasha, what do we do for keret? Let's bring the kid to the mokum where the moil's knife is. Because by carrying the kid, the tinnik, through the Rishus Rabim, you're not being over Nisi the Raisa. Because chai noisi es atzmai. So how come Reb Lezer is mati you to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabim? It would be better to carry the tinnik. So Tosfos answers that the katan, it really needs his mother. And Befrat, after the Mila, he needs his mother. So Mila, if you're going to carry the kid to the Mokum where the Moil is, after the Mila, the mother has to nurse the kid, take care of the kid. And Mila, the mother can't go there, she's a chayla. Elamai, to carry the kid back, that's no heta to carry. Why not? Why can't you carry the kid back to the mother? So Tosfos says, because then it's considered like kofus. Is after the Mila, the kid himself can't walk. He's like tied up. And that we had before, that if a chai is tied up, then there's Nisi Diraisa to carry him. It's only Mutta Midiraisa when a chai could walk himself. So then we say, Chai Nisi Yathatzmai. So therefore, there's no nafkamina taking the kid to the Mokam Hamilu, or else taking the knife to the Tinik, so Milas Odev to take the knife to the Tinik. And then Tosis says another Chiddush, that about it's easier and it'll be much faster to bring the knife to the Tinik, so that's called the Zrizus and the Mitzvah, you're doing the Mitzvah faster, Kedei Lamayir HaMitzvah, that's more Kedai, and that gives you right to B'dricha Shabbos, whereas the other way, bringing the kid to the Mokam HaKnife, which that will take longer. So if the Indian from Zrizus HaMitzvah do the Mitzvah faster, that's even B'dricha Shabbos. Tremendous Chiddush. Yeah, Zok the Gemara, Iboy Lihu, time of the Rebbe Lezer Mishom Chevuve Mitzvah. What's the reason why Rebbe Lezer says when you carry out the knife on Shabbos, you have to carry it Megula uncovered, everybody should see it? Is the reason is, I'll show the Chavivus HaMitzvah, to show you love the Mitzvah, so you have to hold it. The Rashi says, Lohediyah, Shechaviva Mitzvah Lov Shemachala Shabbos Aleh, to show everybody that the Mitzvah is so dear to you that you would be Mechala Shabbos on the Mitzvah. Oiduma Adonop. Mishum chashod, the inyan why it's supposed to be uncovered is that people shouldn't come to be choshed you. People who will be in your pocket, people will see something sticking out, they won't know what it is. So stam say you are mechala shabbos. So not to make a chashad upon yourself, that's why it's supposed to be uncovered. So the moral of my nafkamina, what's nafkamina blood to both tamin? According to both of them, you have to have the knife uncovered. And the Gemara, la suya mechus hapiyedim. What about if you bedavka want to keep the knife inside your pocket, but you'll tell two eidim beforehand? So the two eidim will make sure there won't be any chashad. If anybody's chashad that you were carrying, you'll always say, look, I have two eidim to be made on me, that it's only the knife, shomila, that I'm carrying. I'm not still carrying a Shabbos. So that's more saying, Iyam rit mishum chivu b'mitzvah, the reason why Koran's Rebbe Lezer is supposed to be uncovered, everybody should see it. Because there's an inyan to be mechav of the mitzvah, to show you love the mitzvah. Then it's the dafka, it has to be uncovered, and you have no eitzah to carry it when it's covered inside. But you're not showing the Chavivus HaMitzvah. Eli Yamar, but if you're going to tell me the reason of Rebbe Lezer is Mishum Chashoda, that people should not be choshed you that you're carrying a Shabbos, but Bezoi, Afilo Mechusa Shapadomi, then there are cases that you'll even be allowed to carry the knife when it's inside your pocket, providing you did it in front of Tuei de Metchila, so the male there'll be no Chashad. So what's Halacha? The more Itmar Rebbe Levi, Loi Omer Rebbe Lezer, Lechavu Mitzvah. Rebbe Lezer's reason why you're supposed to have the knife uncovered is to show the Chavivus HaMitzvah. So it wouldn't help you any aids to do it in front of two eidim to cover it. It's always supposed to be uncovered. So the Moratanya and Amiyochi have another raya for this. It says, Mishnah says, Meviya Megula. Or Sam, no, Braisa. Tanya and Amiyochi. Meviya Megula. You're supposed to bring the knife uncovered. V'ein Meviya Mechusa. And you're not allowed to bring it covered up. Divi Rebbe Lezer. That's not your blessings. You see, Chloe says, Loshin v'ein mevi'a mechus, you're not allowed to bring it covered up. Omer Ravashi, Mastisan Namidek. Ravashi says, from now, Mishnah, also you have a raya for this. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says, Uvishas ha-sakona mi'chaseyu al-piyedim. If there's a sakona that the goyim don't let you make the milah, and if they'll see you carrying the knife, it'll be a sakona for you, then you're allowed to put the knife inside your pocket, abitu edim saw you. So it's a diyek v'sakona in. When we mat you to carry the knife inside, that's only the mokim sakona. Or b'shleib sakona, when the goyim don't make any gzera, there's no sakona to walk outside with the moil knife. Avad loy. Then the din is you're not allowed to keep it inside your pocket. You don't have to keep it outside to be megulam. Shema mina mishum chavu v'mitzvah. Shema mina. From here it's a klaraya. The reason for Rebbe Lezer why it's supposed to be uncovered is the din of chivuv hamitzvah to show how much we love the mitzvahs. Ratani Idach, another Brisa says, Meviya Megula, you have to bring the knife uncovered, Viena Meviya Mechusa. You're not allowed to bring the knife when it's covered. Dibur Rebbe Lezer, Seat Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Yehuda Oime, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yehuda says over the name of Rebbe Lezer, Noyigim Hoyu Bishas HaSakona, Bisman, it was a Sakona when the Goyim didn't let us make the Mila, Shoy Meviya Mechusa, Al Piyedim. Then, like the Mishnah says, then you're allowed to bring the knife carried through the Shosarabim inside your pocket, that nobody could see the knife, providing metchila to aid them so you do it. So if somebody will see something sticking out and they'll be choshed that you're carrying, you'll always be able to say, I have to aid them to say it was only the knife of the milah, which is deicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Lezer. So the more you boil you, aid them to come, that the Mishnah says, when you want to keep it covered, but makam asakon, you have to have to aid them, does it mean iyu v'chad, you yourself is considered like one and you only need one other person? Or dilma who betray? No, it means him and two other people. Yeah, what's called Edim here? It's more Torshema, or being right from our Mishnah. Or Bisakona, the Mishnah said, Bumokim, Masakona is Mechaseyu Api Edim. He's supposed to have it covered up Api Edim. Sechur Loshen Eidim Parshur means Iyam Bishleimahu Utrei. If you say him and two other people, Shapir. It's good how late if someone is going to be Cheshidim, he's going to be able to bring two Eidim, like Eidim, to show that he wasn't carrying Stam Shabbos on Shabbos. He was only carrying a knife. That's good Loshen Eidim. El Yarmatu V'chav, if you can tell me it means him, and just one other person, Bezoi my Eidim. What do you mean he's going to bring Eidim, lady? Can't bring Eidim. He himself can't say Eidim on himself. He's in a Geba Dover. So how many other people does he have? Only one? So who, that's not called Loshen Eidim. So Rashi speaks out that the Kasher is out Loshen Eidim. Really, there's not a din moment here. It's not a din nefashis. You really don't need two Eidim here. Just to take away the chashad, you would believe one Eid. But it's the Kasher and the Loshen. The Mishnah says a Loshen of Eidim. Mashmeh too. And for the Gemara, no. The Loshen of Eidim means Sheruyim Lohoyed B'mokim Echad Achim. Really, I'll tell you, there's only one Eid here. No, the Mailer is, this Eid is Royed to be made in other places. These two people, that's called Eidim.
Yeah, so the Moravaita. The Yoidom Rebelezer. Tana Rabbonin. Bim Koimoy Sherebel Eliezer. Hoyukursin Eitzim. Lasois Pchomim. Lasois Barzel B'Shabbos. It's like it says in the Mishnah. And Yablez is Mokim, he was the Morad Asri there, so the people listened to him, and his psak was that the Machshirim of Mitzvah Smila is Doicha Shabbos, therefore if you don't have a knife, you're allowed to cut down the trees, to make wood, to make coals, to be able to metal down, to melt down the metal to make a knife on Shabbos. So that's what they used to do in his Mokim. B'im Koimosh or Rabbi Yossi Haglili, in Rabbi Yossi Haglili's Mokim, they used to listen to him, and another Heter. They used to be noig to eat chicken and milk together. That's a basic little shita. It's only also bosser becholof with meat of an animal. But meat of a chicken is mutter to eat with cholof. We'll soon see what the time, what his reason is. So the Mora Maisa, Levi Yikloile ve Yosef Rishba. Levi went to visit by Yosef the hunter. Rishba Rasha the hunter. His krivu lay, they brought to him Resha the head, the tavs of a bird, b'chol b'chol, with milk. And they brought him like chicken and milk together. His lay ochel. So Levi himself didn't eat it, because he by himself held it was also like we hold, so he didn't eat it. Zatimara ki yosla kaime the Rebbe, when he came back to Rebbe, Levi, his omelay, so Rebbe, yes, Levi, amayla tishamtinu. How come you didn't like put him into shamtu? How come you didn't give him a klola? Just time you didn't eat it. You saw him serving you chicken and milk. You should have like put him b'shamta, tell him he's doing something wrong. Omalei, so Levi answered back, Asred Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Hevi. Hey, that was the mokum of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He was the Morad Asra there. The Amina and I held, I thought, Duma Dorash Luk Rabbi Yosef Lili. That he also holds like Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Tanan, like we learned. Rabbi Yosef Lili Shiter is Nema, the Pasuk says, Loi Toichlu Kol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat a Nevela, that means an animal that died by itself without a Shiter. But Nema, right away it says, Loi Savasho Gdi Bachalov Imoi. You're not allowed to cook a kid, the meat, with the milk of its mother. So Lechur Vidashin Esha Ose Mishum Nevela, any animal that has an Isim Nevela to it, that you're not allowed to eat it without a Shiter, is also Lavasho Bacholov. You should know you're not allowed to cook that meat with milk. You can't eat bas and chol together. Is the chur from the portion of psukim oif she'ase mishum nevela. Now a chicken, an oif, you're not allowed to eat without a shechita. If it dies without a shechita, it's also to eat it. So may I would think yochu yayosel avasha b'cholav. Maybe it's also to cook chicken and milk. It's also midiraisim. Talmud leima, the pasuk says b'cholav imoy. You only chayiv if you cook meat in its mother's milk. So darshin yotza oif shein loy cholavim lafuke oif, chickens that the mother doesn't give off any milk. Since there's no milk from chickens, there's no issa to cook the meat of a chicken with milk. It is only an issa to cook meat of an animal that the mother has milk. So that's a basic little shita that chicken is mutetit with cholav. So Yehuda ben Beseira held like him, therefore he was matim. So tomorrow, Amr Rab Yitzchak, Irachas Hoysa Beretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Shoye Oisin Kereb Leza, that they used to hold and Firtzich used to do like Yebleza Shita. To say that Machshire Mila is Doicha Shabbos, for Hoyu Mesim Bismanim. And it was a bracha like they used to die at a ripe age, they used to die old, not early. For Loy Oid, Ela shepam nachas gozru malchus horosho gzera al Yisrael al hamilo. One time the goyim made a gzera that nobody's allowed to make a bris milo. Put on that city, they didn't make any gzera. So Vaistais, since they were like, they held like Reb Lezer, and according to Reb Lezer, you allowed to be doicha Shabbos even for the heksher to make the knife or to carry the knife. So since they held like that, that's why they were noig, and they were even mechal Shabbos, and they were meis nefesh for that. So b'zoy, they got a schar for it, and who adin, they lived a long life, and the gzera wasn't chal upon their city. Yeah. But Tanya Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha. If every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael metchila was makabel upon themselves to do it besimcha, kegoin mila, like the mitzvahs mila, the Yisiv the Pasuk says, Soisa nochi alim rosecha, kemoitze sholo rov. Hey, Soisa nochi, I'm very happy, alim rosecha, about your amira, the Dovid Melech was saying about the mitzvah. Kamaita, like you find Sholorov, a big booty. Like after Muhammad, you find a lot of goods. That's what David HaMelech said about the Bris Mila. Mashmi was Besimcha. His Adayin Oisin Oisa Besimcha. Klal Yisrael still does a Mila Besimcha. What's Ra'udat Rashi? Sois Anochil Alim Rosecha. Amiro Yechido Shekod Melashal Amirus. There's one Amira that came before other Amirus. Vim Mila. That was talking about Mitzvah's Mila. Shei Yisrael oisin v'sosim aleh. Klal Yisrael does it, and they had did it b'simcha. The whole Shah mitzvahs ain't a mechichis. Kol Shah. All other mitzvahs, it's not mechich if you're doing it all the time. Kegoin tefillin u'mezuzah v'tzitzis. The einam kishu basode. If you're in the sode, you don't see the mitzvah. Or else v'yorim b'beis ha-merchitz. If you're in a shower, you don't see the mitzvahs. That you always have this mitzvah with you. Like the Gemara Menachos says, David was once in the Beis HaMerchetz, then it's time he felt bad. I don't have any mitzvahs. As he remembered about the mitzvahs, Mila he has Nishyash Rabbeitai. This is an Indian that you make this mitzvah Kesedah. So since Metchila they were makabel at Besimcha, so the Gemara they're still doing it Besimcha. What does that mean? Besimcha is a trashy. Sheoisin mishte. So they always make a suda. Whenever you have a mila, you always have a suda. It's a simcha. The Klal Yisrael still does it Besimcha. So the Gemara, aber b'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'ketota. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael Metchila was makabel with arguments, with being said about it, kegoyin arroyis, like the din of arroyis, like who you are allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. Like the Pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe Om Boicha L'Mishpachosav. That Klal Yisrael, when they received the Torah, they were crying about the Mishpachos. What were they crying about? The Gemara Aliske Mishpachosav. They were crying about, they got new halachas about their royis. Like, you're not allowed to marry your sister, you're not allowed to marry your aunt, you can't marry certain krovim. So they started to cry about it. It was Biktota, they received it Biktota, such Yisurim, such Dinim. So Drashi, Shenesalhem Krovis. So the Gemara is Adayin Oisin Oisa B'Ktota. Still, Bizman is there. As Chasna always has some fights going on. The Lek Ksuba, the Lerami Bo Tigra. There's never a Ksuba that there's not a fight about the Ksuba. Question: how much money you should give? How little? And say that everybody knows their fights. How much the Shvesh should give? How much the father should give? Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for that? It originated from the fact that Metchila Klal Yisrael is makabel this mitzvah, this inyan of arroyis, who you let her marry, piketota. Tomorrow, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemosu Yisrael atman aleihem. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is moisa nefesh for, lemisa, even was negayah to kill himself, b'shas gzera hamalchus, b'shas the goyim said, don't do the mitzvah, Klal Yisrael still was moisa nefesh to do it, kegoyin avodas kechovim. Like the mitzvah of Avodas Kechavim, Klal Yisrael did not deen Avodas Zorah, even though it meant to be Moisa Nefesh. Who Mila? And who had deen to do Mila, they were Moisa Nefesh. He is a dying him of Zekes B'yodim. Klal Yisrael still keeps these mitzvahs. Like Bezman is there, people don't do Avodas Zorah, and Kain Hora, the mitzvah's Mila is always Makuyim, everybody always has a Bris Mila. Aber b'chol mitzvah, Shaloi Mosu Yisrael Atzman Olehem, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was not Moisa Nefesh, Lemisa B'shaz Zeros Hamachos, going tefillin, like the mitzvah's tefillin. Vayis says people were not moisa nefesh to put on tefillin. Bizman there was a gzera not to wear tefillin. Is adayim him rufa biyodim. It's still merufa, it's still rufa, it means people not mekayim it, v'shleimus, and the way you're supposed to, and not everybody puts on tefillin. Like Rachmanas Yisrael Bizman is there, that we have people have more brisim than they have people putting on tefillin. The Yomer Rabbi Yanai, tefillin, tzrichim guf noki. Tefillin, you're only allowed to wear them if you have a clean guf. It means you don't have to make, or you don't even have to let out wind from the bottom. You're not allowed to be mafiyach b'shash wearing tefillin. That's called the guf noki, to make sure you don't have to let out any wind from the bottom. Is kalisha bal kanafayim. You have to be like a lisha bal kanafayim. We'll soon see why he was called a lisha bal of kanafayim of wings. Amar mahi, what's this halach you need guf noki? Amar abaye shlo yafiyach ben. It means you're not allowed to let any wind coming out while you're wearing the tefillin. Rava says it means you're not allowed to fall asleep wearing tefillin. That's the same reason. We're afraid if you fall asleep, you'll be mafiyach, you'll let out wind. So the more of Amai Korale Elisha Baal Kenafayim, why was his name called Elisha Baal Kenafayim of wings? So the more Shapamachas Gozra Malchus Horesho Gzeir Al Yisrael. One time the Goyish kingdom, Goyish Malchus, made a Gzeir upon Kla Yisrael. Shekol hamaniach tefillin al roishoy yikru es loichoy. Whoever puts on tefillin on his head will crack open your head. They'll kill you, in other words. Voyolisha maniach tefillin v'yotze l'shuk. But Elisha wasn't afraid. He still put on tefillin and he went out b'shuk wearing his tefillin. The maisa was baru kister echod. And once the policeman saw him, his rots malafonav. So Elisha ran away from the policeman. V'rots achrov, but the policeman ran after him. When the policeman was about to catch Elisha, is not lo meroisha. He took off the tefillin off his head. His Elisha alone took the tefillin off his head. The ochsin v'yodi, and he held it in his hand. He like hid it in his hand. Omales, the policeman said, "Ma biyodcha? What do you have in your hand?" Or maloi, he answered back, "Kanfei yainim. I have the pigeon's wings. I have wings of pigeon in my hand." His poshet, as the other, he said, open up your hand. So he opened up his hand. And they found inside his hand, like a nest happened, and the tefillin changed into being kanfayena. The birds, the wings of a yoyna, a pigeon. The fika, because of this nest, so you carry noisay bal kanafayim. That's why they called him bal kanafayim. So Rashi learns from the Maisa was, Almaj Rashi lay zihiro bohu vishamina minad le masu le el elisha levadei. Rashi learns the pshat, well, how do you see Christ was not nizra mitzvah tefillin to be moisa nefesh? Because this was the only maisa. Mashma, only Elisha was the one that was moisa nefesh. His other yidin were not moisa nefesh. So Saraya, like Christ was not moisa nefesh to do mitzvah tefillin, even bizman, the xeris of the malchus like to be moisa nefesh on it. Look at the bottom taisa. The bottom taisa is a little bit different. So taisa harish loy moser atzma loy matfilin hein. It was even a cash like an Elisha. When he was mice nefesh, he wasn't mice nefesh all the way to say, I have in my hands tefillin. He like said it was kanfeyena. So even him, he wasn't mice nefesh to Gami. That's what Taisa learns. According to the Gemara, maishna kanfeyena. How come the nest came out that it came into kanfeyena to wings? The maishna kanfeyena the Yomalei. Well, Yomalei sharoifus. How come he didn't say sharoifus? How come Elisha alone said, I have kanfeyena in my hands? Mishum de damya kinesi sasuel yena. Because Klai Yisrael is doima to a yoina, to a pigeon. Shenema kanfe yoina nechva bekesef. The wings of a yoina is like covered up with silver. V'yavroiseho v'yirakro korot. And the evorim is also like covered up with pure gold, with green gold. Akopos demor ma yoina zu. Kinofe magina soleh, just like this pigeon, its wings, protects it. Is af Yisrael. Mitzvois magina soleh. Who are in Klai Yisrael, the mitzvois, Amegin protects Klai Yisrael. The mitzvah's protected. That's why here it's Shal, the mitzvah's tefillin. It was daimic, came in to be like wings of birds, just like wings of the birds protect the bird. Who then by Klai Yisrael, what's making us from Peronius, making us from everybody, is the schus ha-mitzvahs we have. The mitzvahs that we do, that's making us. That protects us. By the Bris Torah, they always say Pshan this pasuk of Soisa Noichi Alam Rosecho Kemoitzei Shalom Rov. David HaMelech said about Mitzvahs Mila, it's Kemoitzei like you find Shalom Rov, a lot of booty. So the Kura Kasher is Moitzei means Lashon. You find them at sea. You find something, it comes very easy. It's easy to find something.
And then it says Lashon of Sholo Rav, that's like after you won the war, you had a hard war, then you take away what the enemy had. That's not called like a mitzvah, it's not called you find, you have to work hard for that. So how can the Pasuk says Kamoitze, like you're finding a Sholo Rav? It's not called finding it. Now somewhere in the Pshat is that mitzvah's Mila, really it's a mitzvah to have a mitzvah like Mila. That you do the mitzvah's Mila to the kid when he's 8 days old, he doesn't know what's flying the kid, that here Kamat has no tsar, he doesn't realize the tsar, the tinnik. And they do a mitzvah to him that's mamish a sholo rov, that from this mitzvah he has a keem of the rest of his life. It's the only mitzvah that you have to say, like David HaMelech said, even though he's in the merchatz, he was taking a shower, he had no other mitzvahs, the mitzvah's mila was still going on, still making on you. So mamish, the mitzvah's mila is mamish a sholo rov. Penesveg and Hanat Kla Yisrael, get it, but there is a mitzvah. It's like mamish, like you're finding it, like when you wake up, you're an older adult, you already have the mila with you. That's why it's called Kamoitse Shalorov. Yeah, Zadamura Vaita. Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Ada. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Pamachas, once happened, Shokachub Loi Heviyu Izmol. They forgot the moil, forgot to bring the knife to make the Milo Meyero Shabbos. He forgot to bring the knife to the person's house before Shabbos. So the Heviyu Beshabbos came on Shabbos. They wanted to make the Milo, they had no knife. So they were matter that they carried the knife on Shabbos. Deras in parentheses says Dera Gagos for Dera Chatzeros. They carried it on top of the roofs, from one roof to another roof, and through one backyard to another backyard. And if you're Zoy, Shaloi Barotsin Reblezer. What they did was not Barotsin, wasn't according to the Shittas Reblezer of Al Mishnah.